Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 652. The topic is mindset and the title is Screw Genetics. So recently I was talking, I was talking with my fiance Meredith at the end of my workout. I was texting her and just saying how good I felt today and that I was feeling encouraged and excited about the changes that I've been able to see in my physique recently. So I've been lifting weights for 16 years. For 20 years. So since I was 16, I'm 36 now. And I still now to this day see changes and get excited about the changes, and I'm very happy with the progress that I can make. And even though I'm 20 years in, I'm super excited because I still have another 20 years to go. And with what I know now, oh man, I'm going to smoke what I did in the last 20 years, the next 20. So I'm super excited about that. And one of the things we were talking about was just my journey in weight training and how much I have changed my body from what genetics said it should have been, and I'll explain that more in a second, versus what I wanted it to be. So I thought making a podcast about this would be a great way to encourage anyone who currently doesn't like something about themselves physically, and they want it to be different, they want to make a change, but they feel kind of demotivated by how much of a change it's going to be, how much work it's going to be, whether they actually believe it to be possible or not. So I wanted to tell a little bit about my story to give encouragement as to what you can achieve in your life story. So I'm 36. I started my fitness and health journey when I was 15. On my 15th birthday, I've talked about this in past podcasts, but on my 15th birthday, a friend and I were kind of joking with each other, and he made the comment of, well, at least I'm not fat. And at that time, I knew I was overweight, like kind of chunky and soft, and it was something that, until that statement, I never really thought of it as in how it would reflect people's opinion on me. Like, I knew it was true of me, but my friends were my friends, and everybody was everybody, and nothing ever seemed to be come of it. You know, there was nothing, it never really mentioned, never really came up. So whenever somebody said it, I remember feeling, well, I don't really like that. I don't like being called fat, and I don't like having somebody use that as, like, a negative term against me. So, like, somehow I was not good because I was fat. And I remember at that time feeling not mad at him in any way whatsoever. It was actually mad at myself. How did I let myself become something that somebody could use to insult me? So I remember just kind of being shocked in that moment and thinking, well, crap, I don't like this. I don't like this, that somebody can use something against me that's true. I don't like it, but it's true, therefore it's my fault, not their fault. So I decided on that day to make a change. I decided to do 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every single night. I thought push-ups would build my chest. I thought sit-ups would get rid of the fat over my belly. I didn't know anything about spot reduction, the falsity of spot reduction at that time. So I just thought that's how it worked. And this is a kid who doesn't do any push-ups. So the first night when I tried to do 250 push-ups, I can't even do 20 in a row. So I remember kind of like, it's foggy memory, but I remember that like my push-ups were in sets of like maybe 12 to 14, and they were horrible. So butt up in the air, probably pushing my nose to the carpet more than my chest to the carpet. But I cranked them out. I did 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups. And in that first year of my fitness journey, from my 15th birthday to my 16th birthday, I was actually achieved that goal of 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every single day except for 10 days. So 355 days out of the year instead of 365. And seven of those, I was on a trip for Boy Scouts and kind of too embarrassed to do it in front of my friends. But I thought that was a pretty successful first year. The hard part was, it was not a movie montage. By the end of the year, I wasn't all of a sudden sitting, like, cranking out sets of 50. I wasn't all of a sudden doing, you know, 100 sit-ups in a minute. I didn't have six-pack abs. I didn't have any kind of strength. I still looked pretty much the same. I was fat and weak. Now, This coincided with me starting to eat nothing. And I thought in order for me to help myself lose fat, I just wouldn't eat any food. So I only ate one meal a day, and I tried to burn off however many calories I thought were in that meal. I didn't recognize that my body needed calories just to stay alive. I just didn't want to have any surplus calories, that way I would not have any fat. And maybe the exercise would burn off the fat that I did have. So I didn't factor in what's called basal metabolic rate, or any kind of natural need for calories. So I literally was only eating maybe 500, 600 calories a day and trying to burn that off with an hour or 2 hours of exercise every single night. So I did that for a whole year, and what do you know? I didn't build any muscle, I didn't lose any fat. Because I didn't have any enough calories, enough building material to actually build any muscle. And since I wasn't eating anywhere near enough food, my body couldn't let me burn off all my fat, because then it wouldn't have anything to use in reserves or in emergency when I wasn't eating. So I actually became kind of skinnier and fatter. I lost muscle tissue because muscle requires calories to stay alive. Since I wasn't eating any calories, my body got rid of all the muscle it could to try to lower my natural need for calories. So after a year of exercise, 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every day, since I underate, I actually looked worse. Then, from 16 to 18 years old, I started lifting weights. I begged my parents for a weight set when I was 16. To the blessing of my entire life and anyone I've ever worked with, my parents got me a weight set when I was 16. I think they spent like $600 and some, which at the time was an insanely expensive Christmas gift. So it was like a birthday, Christmas, Easter, Christmas, birthday, like all that stuff combined for this year and that next year. So I lifted weights every single day for 2 years. Again, I didn't eat anything. I still didn't learn my lesson. I still didn't recognize that food was the problem. I thought, since I'd only been doing push-ups, I wasn't doing anything heavy enough. So I thought the weights would fix that. So from 16 to 18 years old, I didn't gain any weight, but I got 4 inches taller, which actually means I lost weight. So at a time when I thought I was going to be building muscle, I actually lost weight. I went from 5'8" at 165 pounds to 6 foot tall at 165 pounds. You could grab a roll of fat on my stomach. A roll, like a big, thick, fat roll. Okay, not pinch, a roll. Yeah, 165 pounds. So God knows how much muscle I actually had. I might have been 135, 145 pounds actually without any fat on me. Maybe even less, I have no clue. I couldn't squat 315, couldn't bench 225, and I couldn't deadlift 315. I remember I was watching girls on the track team, and I was like, man, I wish someday I could squat like them or I could lift like them. And there I was as a male, which should be, you know, genetically kind of predetermined to be stronger than a female. Obviously, there's tons of females who are stronger than men, so I don't mean anything negative towards females, but I was predisposed to, due to testosterone differences, that I should have been stronger, but I wasn't. So at that time, I had 3 years of exercise under my belt. But I looked worse. I was fatter and I was skinnier. I worked for 3 years and went backwards. Then, I remember the summer before college, I decided, well, that didn't work. So, if I can't get six-pack abs, maybe I can just get big and thick. So if I can't get rid of my belly, maybe I can build enough muscle around my belly that you don't notice my belly. So I started eating more. Yeah, like more than my 500 calories a day, hoping that it would help me build muscle, and I gave up on trying to lose body fat. Well, like anyone, I went to the extreme and ended up overeating. I drank a gallon of milk a day, which is insanely way too much sugar, by the way. It was good protein, but it was way, 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 way too much sugar. And then I was still trying to eat other meals on top of that. I was having like a pizza, like a frozen pizza, every dinner, like after dinner. So it was like my evening snack kind of thing. And I was just eating burgers, pizza, anything I could, steak, rice, drinking a gallon of milk a day, just food, 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 food. So from 18 to 24 years old, which is 6 years of work, I did start gaining weight, but I didn't really get a lot stronger. I went from 165 pounds up to 210, but I was still pudgy and soft. You could still grab rolls of fat around my belly. And I could barely squat 315 correctly. It probably actually wasn't even to depth. I could bench 275, but it looked like I was getting killed. And I could deadlift 315, but it was with a horribly rounded back. So there I was, 9 years into exercise, 9 years into my fitness journey. And I had gained weight, so I had gained 45 pounds. But I didn't look any better. I didn't have six-pack abs. I didn't have a ton more muscles. It was just 45 pounds of who knows what. And I didn't really get much stronger. Like, even after 9 years, okay, eight of them lifting weights, I could still only squat 315, bench 275, and deadlift 315. Then, at 24, I started learning more and more and more. I just kept learning the whole time. I was always reading what I could, watching YouTube videos when I could. Just always in my free time, I was always watching training videos or nutrition videos. I was always reading training books and nutrition books. That was the only thing I did. It's consumed me my entire life, and it still is extremely interesting. It's still what I watch when I have free time to myself to watch something. So from 24 to 27, 27 is when I started Brutal Iron Gym, by the way. So from 24 to 27, I went from 210 pounds to 240 pounds. So I finally started getting big enough that it looked like I lifted weights. So 11 years of lifting weights, 12 years of being physically active, I finally looked like I actually did something. I could squat 405, bench 315, and deadlift 455. So I did get a lot stronger during that time. But I also accumulated an enormous, enormous amount of injuries. And part of that was due to the way I was training at that time. I was training way, way, way too heavy and way too frequently. So the training style and training structures and stuff I used at that time were wildly, wildly inappropriate. Very inappropriate. I just overworked myself. So I beat the living hell out of myself. I did gain weight, but I got a ton of injuries. So then, since 27 to now, 36 years old, I've continued to gain weight. I've continued to get stronger. So I went from 240 pounds, and now I'm sitting around 280 pounds. I have less fat on my belly now at 280 than I ever have in my entire life, even when I was 160. I could squat 600, bench 430, and I can deadlift 700. So I got decent strength. I'd like to have more, but squatting 600, benching over 400, and deadlifting 700 isn't bad. But that took 20 years of lifting weights, 21 years of being physically active. So in 20 years, I've gained 115 pounds, and I've doubled my strength. That doesn't seem like much. That's an average of 5 to 6 pounds of weight gained per year. That's it. Just 5 to 6 pounds. And although my strength has doubled, it took 20 freaking years to get to a numbers that some people who do strength-based training can reach more than that in the first freaking workout they do, or easily within the first 5 years. But it took me 20 years. What changed during that time? What allowed me to finally, towards the end, get the results I want? So in the first 8 years, I didn't get much. I only gained about 45 pounds, and I didn't get much stronger. Then in the 8 years after that, I really started gaining weight. I gained, from then, 70 pounds and got twice as strong. What changed? It was increasing my training knowledge so I could create better adaptation stimulus, meaning I could better create the stimulus for the adaptations that I wanted. If I wanted strength, I was better at creating a stimulus that got the response of strength. If I wanted muscle mass, I was better at creating the stimulus that got the adaptation response of mass. Then I increased my nutrition knowledge, which allowed me to better respond to the adaptation stimulus. So by knowing more about training, I had better adaptation stimulus. By knowing more about nutrition, I had better adaptation response. So as I learned more, I achieved more. Imagine that. So if you are wondering what can you really achieve, what is your limitation, what's possible for you, what you want to recognize, what you want to think of, is it is only dictated and determined by the degree of how hard you're willing to work for it. I worked really hard for 20 years, and I've gotten to now where I had dreamed I would be, but actually not even near that. So I always wanted to be a professional bodybuilder, be like, you know, 260-280 pounds on stage, six-pack abs, be, you know, jacked and huge, and I'm not at all. So I look good, and I do have a decent amount of muscle size to me, so you can't be at like 280 pounds and have, you know, semi-visible abs and not be some muscle. So I have done a good job, but I still haven't reached what I want to yet. But I've been working for 20 years at it. So, if there's a change that you want to make, if you truly want to lose fat, if you truly want to build muscle, if you truly want to get stronger, you have to put in the work for the long duration. And the absolute most important thing to you for you to do for your with your effort is to learn as much as you can. Seek out people who have the best knowledge, the most formal education combined with the most experiential education. Who has worked with the most people? That's who you listen to. Then you listen to 5 of those people, 10 of those people, 20 of those people. You find the common threads and you work within those. Then you start adapting it and changing it based on what's best for you. But that's what you do. You should focus on knowledge. Don't work hard at stupid things. Work smarter first, then harder. So my genetics, okay, if I'd have just kind of kept doing whatever I ever normally did, was to be a 6-foot-tall, 165-pound, weak, skinny, fat person. Well, screw genetics. That may have been what genetics wanted for me, but that is not what I wanted for me. So I worked my ass off, learned everything I possibly could, and I'm still working my ass off. I'm still learning everything I possibly can. And I changed it. I created the life that I wanted. Not the life that would have been casually experienced if I would not have been more aggressive. What life are you experiencing? Are you experiencing a life that just easily came to you? Couple hardships here and there. Or are you working your ass off to learn what you need to learn, to make the changes you want to make? Are you in charge? Or are you listening to genetics? Are you listening to environment? Are you listening to culture? Are you listening to your dad, your mom, your friends? Are you letting others dictate what your life is? Or are you dictating it? Who is the author of your story? I will not let anyone write my story for me. I am in charge. I will make the choices. Will you make yours? And will you work hard enough to earn those choices? Will you work hard enough to learn what you need to make those choices? Whatever you want is possible. It might take a little bit of work. It might take a medium amount of work. Might take a lot of work. It might take a degree of work that breaks you over and over and over again. Are you willing to work for it? How bad do you want it? It is possible if you will work hard enough to earn it. Don't listen to genetics. Don't listen to society. Don't listen to anyone. Listen to your heart and work for what you want. Now, I've told you my story. I have added 115 pounds to my body, and I'm leaner now than I've ever been. I've doubled my strength, and I've done that in 20 years. In 20 years, I have never missed more than 7 consecutive days of training. In 20 years. That's how hard I'm willing to work. How hard will you work? If you'd like support, check out our website at www.brutalirongym.com. We have monthly programming. One of the programming options is exactly what I do in my workouts. It's how I train. You can sign up to receive that workout every single month, brand new every single month. And there are teaching concepts in every single monthly program that'll teach you over time what took me 20 years to learn. You can learn in 20 months. You can learn it month by month rather than year by year. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve if you're willing to put in the work, if you're willing to be dedicated. We'll show you the way if you want help from us. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and I appreciate your trust in our information. If you'd like the programming, we offer that. If you want to search anyone else's podcast, learn from anyone else, I encourage you as well. What you'll find are there are common threads that all of us are preaching. Those are the things you need to follow. And you want to follow them in a way that's best for you. So, reach out to us if you want help, if you want some guidance in your journey. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. You can sign up for the monthly programming, or you can sign up to be an online client, where we actually communicate every single week. You get new training plan, new nutrition plan, new accountability plan. You get video check-ins, everything per month. You get my attention every month if you want it. Or you can sign up for the monthly programming. Either way, the help is there. Okay. If you like this podcast, whether it's this one specifically or just our podcast in general, please share it with family and friends. The people we love should get the best information that we know about. So please share this podcast with them so they can live their happiest and healthiest lives. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.